This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Job on the DJB program, if I do say so myself. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, prepared to bring you up to date on very important things that are going on here, there, and everywhere. And so if you know it's in your best interests, you want to know what's going on in the whole wide world, here we are. Have I got news for you? No fake news? Nothing wrong here? A couple of quickies before Jennifer takes over. The President of the United States called former President Jimmy Carter. Do you know that?
I did not. But yeah. I know that they do talk. That's the only former president I think he really speaks to.
Yeah.
Truly.
Jimmy Carter back out
turkey hunting or shooting or whatever he was doing? He wanted to get back after his accident?
Yeah. For those who didn't remember, he broke his hip last month when he fell while he was out turkey hunting, as Victoria suggested. He had hip replacement surgery, which is pretty cool because normally they won't do it for somebody who's 94. They say, you're too old. We're not going to do it. Chances of your recovery are not good. But because he's in good shape, perhaps because of his faith. That's one of the things that I like about Jimmy Carter. He still teaches Sunday school. You knew that, right? Every Sunday, he's one of the most natural characters. And the place where he lives down in Plains, Georgia, is just, they love him there, but it so typifies what early presidents were all about. Now, he's been president, a lot of pomp and circumstance surrounding the office, but I remember at a talk convention, as a matter of fact, we were talking about me being at the talk convention last Friday. I remember him in 1976. Being with a group of people, saying he was in a bar, and he was talking about his plans for the future. He was governor of Georgia at the time, and they didn't really know him in this bar, and he said, "I'm going to be president," and they all looked at him. Yeah, sure you are. Yeah, right. And he was one of those great moments when you think back about what your mind can do to help you when you decide you're going to do something. If you really set your mind to it, and he did. And I would say that Bill Clinton did the same sort of thing with the help of Hillary, for sure. So has Joe Biden got that? Has he really made up his mind that he wants to be the president? Or have any of those? Beto O'Rourke has about cooked himself, I think, hasn't he? He seems to be on the...
He's not polling well, no.
No. Uh-uh. So
he did himself wrong when he started talking about eating regenerative dirt in New Mexico. That could have...
Might have done it. Anyway, so back to Carter talking to, as you've suggested, he talks to Trump with sort of semi-regularly. Trump expressing his appreciation for Carter sending a gracious letter to him, talking about his administration, the things that he's doing. And then they had a private call on a private line that nobody could listen to. And Carter said, during a conversation with somebody in the local news media, that one of the things Trump talked to him about was the Chinese getting way ahead of the U.S. in many ways.
Trump's been talking to him about is the trade deal with actually specifically North Korea and China. It seems that's what he seeks his counsel on.
Yeah. Well, it's good to get input from other people who have been there, done that. And Carter, certainly, whether he did all the right things or not, he did have some strong, Nixon had that in common, very strong when it came to foreign affairs. People here didn't much like him. They like him as a person, but they didn't like him as president. And that was true, although with Nixon, nobody liked him as a person either. But he did do some marvelous things. Some people blame Nixon for the problems we have now, because his administration with Kissinger were the ones that opened up, really, the door to a modern relationship with a modern China. You knew that, right? During the late 60s, early 70s, when the problems were amok with the Vietnam thing. Apparently, Nixon thought it would be advantageous for us to have closer ties with China because we knew the Chinese were behind the problems in Vietnam, as the Chinese were behind the problems in North Korea. Chinese have been responsible for lots of the problems that we've had. I don't know that we can blame them for what's going on in the Middle East, but you certainly can see them stirring the pot. As a matter of fact, I was with a Korean War veteran on Friday for dinner, a fellow named Al Harshberger, and he was in the war. He was a corporal in the war, and he was recounting something. He was limping, and I said, "Why are you limping, Al?" I hadn't seen him limp before. I've known him for a long time. And he said, "Well, I got shot in the Korean War in my leg, and it hasn't really ever healed well." And I looked at him, and he hesitated for a minute, and he said, "But I killed a guy who shot me." And then I looked at him, and I said, "What'd that feel like?" And he said, "I didn't pay attention to it then, but now it bothers me." Some, however many years, what, 60, 70 years later. He said, "I was 19 years old. I signed up. I went over. And I was about ready to come home. A couple of days before I came home, I got shot." And he looked at the guy, and before he thought about it, he just shot him. And probably it was a good thing, because if he hadn't shot him, the other guy would have shot him again. But and then we started this whole philosophical conversation about war and what it does and how it hasn't amounted to anything, really, especially in the Koreas. But we got very heavily philosophical about it. I've known some people. I've mostly known people who have from afar. You know, they were bombers and they were on a Navy ship and they shot things. I've only known a few people in my life who actually were in battle person to person and who shot somebody who was shooting them. Uri Geller is another example. My friend Uri was in the Six-Day War in Israel, and a Palestinian came right up on him and aimed his gun, and Uri shot him. You know, you think about that. What would happen if you were in that? Can you even imagine being in that? A lot of people listening to us right now will say, "Yeah, I was in that situation." Certainly, Jennifer, you haven't. Victoria hasn't. Kara hasn't.
But no, but I think your mindset changes when you realize that it's either you or them.
Yeah.
I think
if you even think about it, people think in those terms, or is it just you just instinctively, if somebody point a gun at you and you shoot them?
Yeah. I think it's, I don't know. I mean, I think instinctively we have a need and a want to survive. So
yeah.
I can't imagine
instinctively. It's
right.
Instinct.
Yeah, I think that's why in that situation there, say you were talking about the guy you were talking with, you know, when it's happening, you do it and you don't think about it. And then when you have 50, 60, however many years to think about it, and then you realize, okay, there wasn't much point to that, and I shot someone who was also probably just a normal person who had a family, and I got to go home and that person didn't. And so in order to survive, you have to do what you have to do in war. But then after, you know, after the fact, you probably start to wonder why you did that in the first place.
That's very astute, Kara, because a lot of people that you talk to now who have been some of the PTSD stuff that people go through, the realities of living with it, we go through it a lot because we recently had Memorial Day. We're thinking a lot about that sort of thing. And it is it's troubling. And you're right, after the fact. That's why so many of these soldiers come back from Afghanistan and Iraq are on drugs. Because it's really hard to cope with it. Anyway, Jennifer, what do you have?
Well, I have some people in Congress wanting to get a raise. House spending leaders.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
Really? Yeah, they're doing a fantastic job, and their approval rating is sky high.
Right.
House spending leaders
cut their pay in half.
Decade-long, I think they should actually be paid per accomplishment. Wouldn't that be something? Maybe they'd actually get something done. Incentivize them. House spending leaders want to break a decade-long pay freeze and give members of Congress a cost-of-living bump that could pad their salaries with about an extra about $4,500 next year. Congressional salaries have been frozen at about $174,000 a year since 2009 when Congress decided to suspend automatic cost-of-living increases when heading into the 2010 election year. Now, House Democrats and leadership are saying they're moving forward with fiscal 2020 funding bills that won't block those pay increases anymore, and those were guaranteed by a 1989 federal ethics law. There's strong bipartisan support. No kidding. for these inflation adjustments. Finally, Democrats and Republicans can come together when it's about giving themselves a raise. They are going to vote on getting rid of this freeze, and no doubt it will probably pass. They'll be getting another $4,500 in January if it does. Under current law, lawmakers receive a 2.6% pay adjustment every single January, but boosting congressional pay is never quite as popular with the constituents. Because
really?
Yeah.
Especially in, well, this isn't an election year, so that's why they're doing it before there's another election cycle for everybody to screw. But we do the same thing all the time. We say the same thing. They do the same thing. We're really stuck here. We really are. We're stuck. Stuck, stuck, stuck. It's 16 past the hour. We move ahead, though. This program's not stuck. You're not stuck listening to the TJV program.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Little Blue Pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/doctor. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/doctor. That's 4hims.com/doctor for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/doctor.
This is Peter on his motorcycle.
Whoa, the open road!
And this is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk. Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you honest. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, Jennifer, what's the scoop now? Another horse has died at Santa Anita. What is going on there?
I wish I could tell you, because it is so bad. A second horse in 2 days and the 29th overall this season has died at Santa Anita. The management has chosen now to continue racing. They closed down for a while, but now they've been back open, and they're going to continue racing for the rest of the current meet. Truffolino collapsed in the final stages of the third race on the turf on Sunday, according to a track spokesman. This is a three-year-old filly that they say died of a heart attack. She was trained by a Hall of Famer and was ridden by Joe Talamo. She had one win in six career starts and earnings of $53,000. She was euthanized over the weekend. This, again, the second one in just 2 days.
21 after...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
A big tune from Elvis Costello. Mr. Costello has been named an officer of the Order of the British Empire for his services to music. And though he's happy to accept this very surprising honor, in his words, he posted a note to his website admitting that he had mixed feelings about getting this distinction. His music has often been critical of imperialism, British imperialism, and politics, particularly on tracks like Oliver's Army or Tramp the Dirt Down. Which one is this that we're listening to?
Oliver's Army.
Yeah. The reference to Oliver Cromwell? Who's the Oliver?
Yeah.
Let's crank this up for a second.
But it's no laughing parted when you've been on the murder mile. Only takes one itch to trigger, one more little one left. Oliver's Army is here to stay. Oliver's Army are on their way. And I would rather be anywhere else.
So, the music sounds happy, but the story isn't. You listen. It's been a long time. I do remember this a little bit from when it was out and about. Costello explained in his note that he decided to accept the honor after discussing it with his mother. He said, quote, "I listened carefully to my mother's argument that if something is deserved, then one must be gracious to accept it. So as a good lad who likes to do what will make his mom most proud, I knew that I had to put my old doubts and enmities aside, muster what little grace I possess. To be honest, I'm pretty tickled to receive this acknowledgement for my service to music, as it confirms my long-held suspicion. Nobody really listens to the words and songs." that was what I was sort of just saying. When you listen to the music, sounds gleeful, and yet it's a really horrible story that he's singing about. And I think he's right about that. A lot of times people don't listen to the lyrics well. He says, hard to receive anything named for the British Empire. And that's another thing that a lot of people, you know, in our current relationships with England, we forget that they were the completely bloodthirstiest country in the history of the planet. You know, we talk about modern day things going on and our mistakes in the Middle East and elsewhere, but doesn't hold a candle to what the Brits did.
To the cultural rape that the British Empire has done.
Oh, my God.
Wreaked havoc around the world. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All over the world. So, at any rate, we may like the Brits, but what they have stood for over the years, not exactly positive, let's put it that way. Next up, musically, on the DJV program, Jennifer Victoria Cara, you and me, listening to some thoughts about Clarence Clemons. He was with the E Street Band, played the sax. He's the subject of a new documentary opening up this summer called Clarence Clemons, Who Do I Think I Am? It'll screen in theaters in select cities in July before being released on a DVD in August. The film chronicles Clemons' 40 years playing with Springsteen, as well as his spiritual awakening that came in 2003 at the end of the Rising Tour. Nils Lofgren, Joe Walsh, Bill Clinton, and nephew Jake Clemons are among those interviewed in the documentary. He had a stroke when he passed in 2011. I think, is his nephew playing with the E Street Band now?
Yeah, Jake Clemons took over. And I say this with respect, he's good, but he is nowhere near Clarence Clemons was. No.
I remember
seeing
him
on stage.
It's nice
that the band, you know, has incorporated him, but, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Clarence was a big guy in many different ways. The producer says his spirituality rose to the top of every interview we ever conducted. And he was a stable. Obviously, Bruce liked him a lot, and so the rest of the members of the band. So that's the story coming out on Clarence Clemons. And you heard it here first on the DJV program at 28 after the hour. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique.
He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Chuck Wolf here for Blue Emu. How many pain relief ads do you hear daily? 5, 10, 15? And of course, all of them claim their new ingredient or their new formula will help. Blue Emu has maintained the same quality year after year and continues to be the number one branded Emu oil product. So don't trust hype. Trust Blue Emu to support healthy muscles and joints. Choose Blue Emu pain relief products. They work fast and you won't stink. Available at retailers nationwide.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
There were no other injuries that we know of at this point in time.
That's New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio briefing reporters in Manhattan about the helicopter pilot who crashes and lands on the roof of a 54-story building just blocks away from Times Square. He dies in the crash.
And I wanted to say thank God for that. This could have been a much worse incident.
More now from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
One person is dead after a helicopter crashed into the rooftop of a Manhattan skyscraper Monday afternoon. At a news conference, New York City Fire Commissioner Daniel Nigro said the fire caused by the crash has been extinguished.
The fire has been extinguished. There was some amount of fuel leaked, which we've mitigated, and right now the building is safe.
At that same news conference, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says the crash does not appear to be terrorism.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Four after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schilling, wishing you the top of the day, top of the morning. Folks at American Airlines, mostly making a decision driven by their pilots, say they are not going to fly the 737. They originally said, I guess it was August, now it's September. They will not
the
fly.
Max? The 737 yep. Max? Okay.
Yep. They're not going to fly. They keep saying they've canceled all the flights. They haven't canceled the flights. They've canceled use of the plane. They've adjusted their schedule. They brought back some of the old planes they retired. So they're doing, you know, the airlines who keep saying they've canceled their flights. United said the same thing. I think, I don't know. Who else? I don't know if Delta has any of them in there. I don't think they have, but I know Southwest did. And they're not using those planes because Boeing hasn't fixed the software. And they have said they've fixed it, but they haven't convinced the pilots that they fixed it. So the pilots just said to American, don't bother scheduling those planes back into service because we're not going to fly them. Which is pretty, again, that's pretty strident. Pretty damning, especially when you realize that Boeing is reaching out directly to the pilots union. They're not going through American. They're not going to the companies, or they're letting the companies know what's going on, but they are going directly to the pilots because the pilots obviously have a huge stake, as do the people actually flying in the airplanes. And you think that the airlines themselves, and I don't know, I'm not saying this to be critical because I don't know that this is not the case, but they want not to have any problems themselves. And the PR nightmare that has gone with Boeing on this and subsequently the airlines that are using these planes has been as bad a PR as I can think of any, not only with airlines, but in business in general.
Boeing doesn't seem that concerned, though.
No, they don't.
From a PR standpoint, they've done relatively little to minimize the damage. And even that one weird press conference that the CEO of Boeing gave where he basically blamed the pilots and then was kind of ornery with the press and then he just kind of walked away, it was weird.
And then the pilots right after that, the American Pilots Union said, hey, pal, you can say what you want.
Yeah. And then the pilots came. Yeah, and I saw something over the weekend where pilots are now coming forward saying that when the 737 MAX, before it went into circulation, a lot of the pilots wanted to test it in the simulator, and they weren't allowed to. So that's extra weird. So yep. I don't know, this whole thing. But Boeing doesn't seem that concerned. Maybe because they know they have such a monopoly, they don't have to really worry that much.
Well,
I think they're being quiet on purpose. They're just shutting up.
Yeah. Well, so there's no speculation one way or another, Jennifer, is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, I think they're just waiting until they're going to try to relaunch and get people to not feel scared to death to get back on these planes when they actually put them back in the air.
Yeah. No, this fellow's not. I fly a lot. As a matter of fact, I'm going out the West Coast again this weekend, Father's Day weekend, see Miles, my pal, and my daughter and my son. They've actually, American has changed, and all of their they had been using some 737s and some of the Airbuses, and now they're just using Airbuses to do the what they call transcons, the Airbus A321, which is not a bad plane. And I've said that how many times. Victoria gets a big kick out of me saying it because I've been so anti-Airbus.
Yeah.
But I'm not in this circumstance. Pretty comfortable plane. All right, so Victoria, speaking of you, what do you have that's cooking here?
Well, we've got a little bit of an update on the college admissions scandal, and the Justice Department is going to enter into a new phase in Boston's federal court as sentencing begins this week for the first of the 20 parents, coaches, and other defendants who were part of, and Felicity Huffman is part of this group, too. This was the first group of 20 who pleaded guilty kind of right away. They took what many people think is a kind of a plea bargain. They will probably serve some time, not nearly as much as what they could be facing. And so there are out of this first, so there are 20 parents, 20 people that are going to be sentenced this week from the first batch. There are two others who recently agreed to plead guilty to these felonies, and so they await their hearing in the next round. And then there are 28 other defendants, Lori Loughlin and her husband, most famously in that group. They're the ones who pleaded not guilty, and they are preparing to go to trial, and that trial could probably go on for a several months, and it'll be interesting to see how the judge and how the prosecution treats these two very different groups, how they treat them differently. Obviously, the first group admitting that they knew what they were doing. They were bribing schools and in some cases, some coaches. And
it's really
Rick Singer,
amazing
of course,
when you
is
dig
the,
into
yeah,
this.
Yeah. The mastermind behind this is a guy named Rick Singer.
But who would have thought behind the scenes there was this kind of crooked scheming going on in this
And this,
like
this
business
went,
is what it is, a business.
This also, there are some international parents involved in this too. There's one Chinese couple. He's a billionaire, and they paid $6.5 million to get their daughter into one of the schools.
Nice.
Maybe it was Stanford. Yeah, it is crazy. And
well, what does this do for the reputation of these big highfalutin schools? The other question.
Yep. And you know, the schools are all still kind of doing their own investigations to see how many kids have been affected by this. Lori Loughlin's two daughters, I think, technically are sort of just frozen at this point. They don't go to USC anymore, but they haven't been officially kicked out either. So I think a lot of the students involved in the scandal, they are in a similar boat. They're just kind of in limbo until they figure this all out.
Well, let's focus on education from a different point of view. Perhaps this takes care of that problem with some of you anyway. If you are an adult, you're balancing a full-time job, and you have a family full-time as well, But yet, in the back of your mind, you're thinking about going back to school. Maybe it seems impossible, but perhaps think about it this way. Andy Solomon is here to explain why maybe you got a shot.
A new University of Phoenix survey found nearly 7 in 10 U.S. working adults want to continue their education. However, when asked if lack of time was a major barrier, 70% agreed it is. Dr. John Woods, Provost, University of Phoenix.
One big obstacle keeping many working adults from pursuing a degree is a lack of time to balance the responsibilities while being successful in school. Many working adults are re-entering the classroom for the first time in years, and they need to find a program that fits their busy lifestyle.
Time scarcity is the theme of the university's original children's book, The Dragon Who Learned to Fly, about a mother dragon who was so busy using her wings to take care of others that she never learned to fly, until a bird taught her how.
Like the bird in the book, the University of Phoenix helps working adults find time to pursue higher education while managing other responsibilities. Our online and on-campus degree programs are what make that possible.
For more, visit phoenix.edu/yphoenix.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Savings, boxed up and ready to move.
If you're on the move, make sure your first stop is Staples.
Because right now, when you spend $50 or more on moving supplies at Staples, you save $10.
Staples has everything to get you from here to there, like boxes, bubble roll, and packing tape.
So before you go anywhere, stop at Staples for big savings on moving supplies. Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store. And 629-19, in-store only, exclusions apply. See associate for details.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I have lost 21 pounds on Calitran. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference. So I got the Calitran and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitran really worked. And it also took my hot flashes away. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitran. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitran's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Hi, Grandma. Can you come over for dinner?
Sure. I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma!
If anyone ever does, I want you to say, no, I have too much respect for my family and I don't want to get in trouble.
I promise, Grandma.
They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Have you heard about Newsmax TV? It's America's fastest-growing cable news channel in 70 million homes. Every minute, every day, watch Newsmax for breaking news on President Trump. Plus, get insights from Bill O'Reilly, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, Mike Reagan, and more. You can find Newsmax TV on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, WOW, and dozens of cable systems. So check your guide now and watch Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, and the people in the news here on the DJV show at 46 past the hour. Theresa May is done as the leader of the Conservative Party and as Prime Minister. So she's out altogether. She's not a politician any longer, right? She doesn't have
She's a placeholder. She doesn't move out of the House until
somebody
they can
else.
Find a replacement. Right. So she's there, but she's not actively the leader anymore. So now they're looking for someone to replace her.
Have they found
and watch
some
the
likely
popcorn. Get the popcorn ready because it's going to be crazy.
Well, who are the likely candidates? There are some names that we don't know over here. Right?
Boris Johnson is probably the most likely, and Nigel
he's
Farage
no prize.
Is trying. Right. I mean, I guess of
Boris
all the choices, he at least knows what's going on. Nigel Farage has been picking up traction, but it'll be someone within the Conservative Party, so most people think it'll probably be Boris Johnson.
Not till July 22nd will they have an answer to who the next leader is in England. There are 65 million people. That little island has lots of people. And you know what? They have lots of countryside because they have done, this is my own aside here, they've been very smart about development in England and in many areas in Europe as well where they have not developed the, you know, every house has a plot of land with it. They build in the city. And then there's an immediate suburb, and then, bingo, you're in farm country. It isn't like it's everybody has to have X number of, X number of acres to live in. Priyanka Chopra in the news. She's 36, opening up on the age difference with her husband, Nick Jonas, who's 26, saying there's a clear double standard because she's a woman. I agree with that one 100%. But if it was a 26-year-old guy with a 36-year-old guy with a 26-year-old woman, nobody would say boo.
I mean, that's like an everyday thing. That's not weird at all. So if she was like 65 and she was marrying a 26-year-old, I would have an issue with that because I have an issue with men doing that too. But 10 years is barely anything.
Right. She said she's not letting trolls get the best of them, and fans supported his post. Commemorating their first date. He said, quote, a year ago today I went, this was a few weeks ago, went to go see Beauty and the Beast in the Hollywood Bowl with a group of friends. One of those friends was a woman who had become my best friend, my confidant, my muse, my beautiful wife. I'm so grateful for our journey together so far. You make me smile every day and you inspire me to be the best version of myself. I'm honored to be your husband. I love you. Isn't that a nice romantic thing?
Very sweet.
Yeah. Isn't that sweet? I heard the Jonas Brothers have a new album out, and they're being interviewed as I was listening, driving into New York last Friday morning. I was listening to Elvis Duran, and he's got quite a good radio program, actually, and he was doing an interview with these guys, and they didn't talk about the album at all. They played a game with the brothers, and it was very entertaining, and I don't know, other than what the ladies tell me about the Jonas Brothers. I don't really much, Joe maybe a little bit, but I don't really know that much about them. And I got to, as I was listening to them play the game with the members of the staff, it was very likable. They all seem very, very likable. And
I only interviewed one of them. I interviewed Nick, and he was the one who's married to Priyanka. And he's really just a very genuine person. They seem to all be really smart, and they're just very
thoughtful.
They
like each other. Yeah.
Well, they didn't like each other for a long time. That's why they broke up. But now that they're back together, they kind of all went through. And they're all older now, and, you know, it's siblings have issues sometimes, and then they worked it out, and now they're all married, and they're all back together. So it seems like they're on a good path.
Yeah, I had an issue for a while with both my sisters, but at the end of the day, what are you going to do? What difference does it make? At the end of the day, it usually doesn't make any difference. 10 before the hour. Good advice, Victoria. It's the DJV Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There it is. Okay. Time for us to fix your house, to fix your yard, to fix your life. Tom didn't know that he was a doctor of philosophy. Yeah. He's got
a lot of promising.
Yes, it is. Let's see if we can deliver on some of those promises. A lady listening to this program called Mary Beth says we're putting in a new pool and want to make sure it's as safe as possible. I don't know how you do that. You make sure it's all rubber. So when you jump in, you're not going to hit your head against something hard. What do they do, Tommy?
Well, you know, every time we get past Memorial Day, it's the start of summer, but it's also the start of the dangerous time of year for folks that have pools, because that's when we get a lot of kid drownings. And we've already had, tragically, some of that happen already this year. So the key here is what we call layers of protection is the way you approach this, Doug. So the first layer is the pool fence, right? Now, many folks don't realize this, but pool fences are very special. They're not the same kind of fence that you might put in your backyard because they have to be 4 feet high, and they have to be what's called non-climbable, which means you can't get a toehold in it. So if it's a chain link, for example, instead of being like a 2-inch square in the chain, it's 1 1/4. So again, you can't get toes in that if you're trying to jump over it. You know, if it's like a metal fence, the horizontal bars can't be on the same side as the outside, so that you can't, again, put your foot in that, and so on. So it's real important you have the right kind of pool fence. The gates have to have latches that are 60 inches high. So have you ever seen one of these latches that stick up beyond the top of the gate?
Yes.
That's the reason for that.
I had one on my pool at the other place, yeah.
Yep, that's the reason for that, because kids can't get their hands up that high. So that's only one layer, though. The second thing is a proper pool cover. You know, next to fencing, pool covers give you the best protection. I prefer the type that's drainable, because if someone or a pet was to fall on that, they can get out of it. If you use a regular vinyl pool cover, you can kind of can come entrapped in it. And if you can afford it, a self an automatic pool cover that you can roll out across the pool when you're not using it is really a good thing. And let's talk about alarms. You need to have alarms on three things, Doug. The doors that are between the house and the pool. So sometimes when folks put fencing in, they only fence three sides of the pool and they leave the house as the one side of it. That can be a problem because if you've got doors that go to the backyard, kids can slip out those doors. So you want to put door alarms on it. Same idea. They're easily deactivated by an adult, but the buttons are, you know, 60 or 70 inches off of the floor. You can also bulk up that alarm practice by using fence alarms on the fence gates. And pool alarms are alarms that go in the pool water, and if there's a splash, it gets triggered. So if you have all of these things in place, the risk of having an accident is much, much reduced. It can't just be one of them. It have to be layers.
The way you just described that makes me think about a lot of other stuff that the government gets involved in. It's just overkill, pardon the pun, but overdone. I mean, you have to have alarms in the pool.
Yeah.
It just seems like...
No, it's not overdone. Listen, most of the time when there's a drowning, it's apparent that just got distracted momentarily. So all of these layers help make sure that your kids are safe. You know, you never want to let kids go in the pool unsupervised.
No.
But it happens.
A parent's job is to watch the children.
This is I realize that, but this is not a substitute for it. This is a backup. So yeah. I can't imagine any parent not wanting to have every possible safety measure that's available if they're putting a pool in.
I can hear people listening to this right now after what I just said. Yeah, Stefan says, let the kid drown.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's what you mean. I understand what you mean about government getting involved. But look, if it was me and I had young kids now, I don't. But if I did have young ones, I would put every single element in there. And the other thing is, you know, you can take your kids to somebody else's house that has a party or something.
Yeah.
How many times have we heard that happening when it was a visiting child? Mm-hmm. That had drowned. You know, because again, the family didn't have all those safety measures in place.
You've convinced me. Thank you.
All right.
Speaking of being convinced, Money Pit newsletter comes out every week. What's the hot story in that this week?
We've got a great story about the five things that you can do to figure out if your house really needs a makeover or not. Mm-hmm. So, the things that you should be asking yourself to determine if it's time to renovate. So, for example, you know, are you repeating your mistakes? Are you patching the same walls over and over again? That's a signal that it's time, you know, to make the repair. Is it something that's going to save money later? Is it something that you can break down and work in phases? You know, can you get help? These types of things are all laid out in a step-by-step checklist on MoneyPit.com.
Sign up for the weekly newsletter at MoneyPit.com. Tom Kreitler, co-host with Leslie Segretti of The Money Pit, heard every weekend around the country on lots of great radio stations.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.